Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
All right, next tale. Okay, so we tell some of these stories in different ways over the course of time under the heading of the basics, because stuff keeps coming up. There are things that keep happening in real estate that you have to know about. And one of these questions that I get all the time and that causes problems all the time is, how long does it take to close? What should I set my closing date for? And people often think that it should be, you know, say 15 days after final acceptance of the offer. 15 days after final acceptance. Sometimes they think 30 days. And, you know, 15 or 30, the answer is no and no. Because after final acceptance, please note, you haven't left any room to get your diligence done. I mean, typically, what are we going to do here? We're going to get a place inspected. Maybe it's a mature neighborhood. We want to get the pipes inspected. We got to get some financing. I mean, what do we want for that? 10 days, 2 weeks, a couple of weeks? Yeah. So a couple of weeks. So you can't have closing 15 days after final acceptance, because that gives you 3 days to close after your 2 weeks of diligence. So what I say you need to do is closing on a regular basis. If you can get it, your guideline should be 30 days after final condition removal. 30 days after final condition removal. I say that to people, and especially for new members, they call me up and they say, Barry, I put that 30 days in the contract, and they're looking at me like I'm an idiot. 30 days? You're crazy. My lawyer can do it. My realtor can do it. My appraiser can do it. My surveyor can do it. My banker can do it. And your guy's nuts. It doesn't take 30 days. Well, no, it doesn't take 30 days in every circumstance. It doesn't. But there's a couple things you have to understand about the timing and how it works. So what happens on a standard deal? You write the deal, you remove conditions, and as soon as you remove conditions, the realtor gives the now unconditional contract to the conveyancer or staff member in their office, actually the seller's realtor's office, and that realtor sends what they call realtor instructions out to both the lawyers. Realtor instructions are a collection of the contract and the addendums and the schedule and a letter sent to the buyer's lawyer and the seller's lawyer, say, hey, you guys are acting for buyers and sellers, get going. So that can take, it shouldn't take, but it can take up to 10 days from final condition removal to actually me getting it in my hand. And I need that. Otherwise, what do I know about the deal? Nothing. I got to have the paperwork, and it's got to be the final paperwork. So on the lending side, it's the same thing. You take your conditions off. You tell your broker or your lender. They say, fantastic. Now you got a deal. They send it to their administrative department. Sometimes that's in Toronto. The clerks there package up the mortgage instructions. They send them to me. Now I've got two things I need. Realtor instructions, mortgage instructions. Now I can get going on the deal. So sometimes that takes 10 days to get to me. Now I only have 20 days to close. 20 days is a reasonable amount of time to do stuff. Can I do it quicker? Yes, I can do it quicker. If that's the only deal I'm working on, if it's not too busy in my office, yes, I can do it quicker. But that isn't the point. The point is to give yourself time to allow for stuff that comes up. Because stuff comes up. That's what this is all about. It's to give yourself time for the exigencies of real estate to work their way through the system. Stuff happens. So what kind of stuff can happen? I actually wrote a nice little list here. In the last 2 months, we had two lenders not be able to fund a mortgage on the day they were supposed to. Why? In one case, their computer system had blown up and they didn't get it back up for a day and a half. So they couldn't do anything. In the second case, they had a fire in their building. They were all evacuated and nobody was at work. How do you allow for that? Now, those were only a couple of days delay in each of those cases, but other things can come up. Like, so we get those mortgage instructions and I get a call from you and you say, Barry, did you get those mortgage instructions? And I go, yeah. Gee, I'm kind of surprised you're going for the 7-year deal instead of 5. How come you picked that? 7 years? I picked 3. It's not supposed to be 7. So, incorrect mortgage instructions, back through the lender, get everything reissued. Sometimes there's late amendments to deals. There are real property report and compliance issues that have to be solved. There are, this is a good one. I call up clients to go, okay, it's time to come in.
Thank you very much for calling. I'm on vacation for the next 2 weeks and I'll be back on.
Meanwhile, I got to get a deal closed and signed and nobody told me they go on vacation. There are unexpected title issues. We do a title search and you find stuff that you have to work your way through. So lots of things can show up on a title that take time to solve. All right. If you don't give yourself enough time and you can't solve these things in time, or if you get them done, some of the results are huge stress on you and everyone around you, huge stress on your team, extra costs. If I have to stop my or tell my staff they have to come in and work over a weekend because I got everything 3 days before closing, then it boosts your legal fees. So it's stress, it's pressure, it's extra cost, and you just don't need to do it. So that's why I say get 30 days after final condition removal. 35 days if you're buying out of province, because you got to courier documents back and forth. As much as we can fax and scan and do, we need original documentation. So out-of-town deals take about 5 extra days. Number 3, the last one I want to talk about in this section is the basic rule of thumb is get yourself 30 days after final condition removal. That's the basic rule. But I totally understand that a seller's motivating factor might be close fast. Okay, so you found this deal. It's a fabulous deal. It's 25 grand under market all day long, and you know that. And the seller says, I know it's a good deal, but what I want is for you to close in 7 days. 30 days, take off. If you can't close in 7, I'm not selling it to you. So if there's 25 extra $1,000 in the deal, it's worth it to, you know, maybe call me up and say, Barry, I got this great deal. I just have to close in 7 days. Can we do that? We can have a conversation about it. And yeah, we can probably do it. And yeah, if you have to spend an extra $500 so staff can work and do and get it done, you know, that's the circumstance to do that. So you pick your spot. But mostly, give yourself 30 days. All right.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.